cruel. In fact, the court laid out state laws criminalizing abortion that go back to the 1800s as rationale. The court literally taking America back 150 years.
Calling it cruel and out of touch, President Joe Biden denounced the Supreme Court's ruling overturning abortion rights in 50 years of Supreme Court precedent in Roe v. Wade. State laws in nearly half the nation are taking effect, severely limiting or outright banning the procedure.
Jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that the women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child. With the child, a consequence. It just stuns me. So extreme that doctors will be criminalized for fulfilling their duty to care. Imagine having a young woman have to carry the child of incest as a consequence of incest. No option.
And he warns the court's conservative majority is setting the stage for overturning other privacy rights like same-sex marriage and contraception use.
Justice Thomas said as much today. He explicitly called to reconsider the right of marriage equality, the right of couples to make their choices on contraception. This extreme and dangerous path the court is now taking us on.
The court's opinion, authored by Justice Samuel Alito, rejected the precedent in two abortion rulings that the constitutional right to liberty includes an individual's right to privacy in choosing to have an abortion, in the same way that it protects other decisions concerning intimate sexual conduct, like contraception and marriage. But in a separate concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas says the court should review other precedents, including the 2015 decision legalizing same-sex marriage and a 2003 decision striking down laws criminalizing gay sex. Democrats were quick to condemn the ruling as extreme. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi slammed the Supreme Court decision.
American women today have less freedom than their mothers. What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
And points out contradictions between its ruling a day earlier that overruled a state gun control bill based on the Second Amendment in New York.
Such a contradiction. Yesterday, they say the states cannot make laws governing the constitutional right to bear arms. And today, they're saying the exact reverse, that the states can overturn a constitutional right for 50 years, a constitutional right for a woman having the right to choose. The hypocrisy is raging, but the harm is endless.
Roe v. Wade had been upheld by Supreme Court justices appointed by Republicans and Democrats, including Republicans like Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and the Bushes. Biden pointed to justices appointed by Donald Trump for the rollback of reproductive rights.
It was three justices named by one president, Donald Trump, who are the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. Make no mistake, this decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset the balance of our law.
Trump supporters, including Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in the House, who stands to be Speaker if the party gains more seats in the November election, says he's ready to further the cause of pro-life.
As encouraging as today's decision is, our work is far from done. Americans remain one of only seven countries on earth that allow elective abortions in the third trimester. Of those seven countries that Americans, one of them, there's two others, China and North Korea. That is radical.
Biden says that cannot happen.
But this decision must not be the final word. My administration will use all of its appropriate lawful powers, but Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act. You can have the final word. This is not over.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.